So we're starting this Chabura from Sugya number 23, and those are holding the questions. Question number 8. So the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, right, in the Sugya of Shamal Gav Steacher, right, so you have the Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says that you're Mishalamish, where you have Mishalamish Ma'ashe Zika, right, that we're Shaman Beis Ava Osa Sade. Right, that's the Tanakhama. And Reb Shimon says that if it's Paris Gemurim Mishan, you pay the Paris Gemurim. If they're Paris and Gemurim, then you pay. Then you're Shimon Agav Steacher. And the Gemara on Nun Ches and Nun Tes explains these shitos and bring different shitos about what Shimon Agav Steacher is. Right, Bishishin Tzin, Bishishin Tirkavim, Shishim Klachim, whatever it might be. So then we have a question. Is this din of Shamal Agav Steacher, is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So the Chor, it's a din d'oraisa. However, maybe it's not. Toras Chaim says that potentially it's an asmach to the kra. And that's mashma from the Rambam. The Rambam has a lashon of remez. And he says it's mashma from the Hemshech of the Gemara and Daftan Chesim Beis. Right, that it's a svara, it's a dinder abanan. And we have smuchim for both of these tzadim, whether it's dinder es or whether it's dinder abanan. So until now, we've only been talking about Peros. But what about Mazik the field, being Mazik the field itself? Are we Shaman Al Gav Steacher? Or are we Shaman Bishishin? So Lechora, we would. Lechora, it's a din in the Tashlume Nezek, right? To find the Pshara, to make a little bit on the Mazik, to find the sort of in-between type of payment. And that's what the Rambam says in the Perashah Mishnayis. Right, this din is to find a balance between the Mazik and the Nizak. So it's a din v'tashlumei Nezak. And Lechora, that's also Shayach by damaging the Karka itself. However, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not a din in the tashlumei Nezak. Rather, it's a din in what the Nezek was done to. So by the Peros, when you damage the Peros, so all the Peros in the field are considered one unit. So if you damage some of the Peros, you're damaging the whole unit, and we have to be Shaman Bishishim, Shaman Al Gav Steacher, in the whole unit. However, each piece of Karka is an individual unit. So if you damage one piece of Karka, that's not related to the next piece of Karka. So we look at what the Nezek was done to, according to the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So that's one nafkamina between how we view this din of Shaman Agav Steacher, whether it's a din b'tashlumei Nezek or a din in what the Nezek was done to. First nafkamina being if you're mazik the karka itself. So Rav Guzman in Kuntrasei Shiurim says that there's two ways to look at the Shaman B'Shishim can explain another machlokes. So, from Rashi on the Gemara, it sounds like we evaluate the karka if you're selling it for forever. But the Amshul Shlomo says that that's a little bit challenging because 1 year's crops when you're selling the field forever is a minuscule amount. If you're evaluating it, if you're Shomim B'Shishim and you're selling it for forever, That value is a little bit skewed. So what does it mean, Shaman Agav Steacher, according to the Amshul Shlomo? It says that if you sell a besa of those peros minus the peros of that aruba that was damaged, meaning just this season's crop. And that's how we evaluate. And it's going to be a little bit more of a bigger hefse that the mazik has to pay. So what's this machlokes? So the country Shurim says that Rashi holds that your shomon al gav stay acher. Right, we look at the hezek on the karka. Right, Rashi holds a din in what the nezek was done to. And we say that the nezek was done to the karka. The Amshal Shlomo says that it's a din b'tashlumen, that the mazik won't lose out. And here, the nezek was done to the peros, so we evaluate it within the peros. So that can explain that. But we come to one other point. If a behema, and this is another nafkamina, that if a behema eats an entire aruga, are we shamin b'shisha or not? This is a machlokas in Bava Metzia. So Tosfo says there in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Tesimut Beis that if an animal eats the entire aruga, we are still shaman v'shishim. However, Tosfos Shants in Shita Mekubetzes disagrees and says that we would not be shaman b'shishim if he would eat the entire aruga. So what's this machlokas about? Lechora, this is an afkamina between the Shitos of the Rambam and the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. That Tosfos, who says that you're shaman b'shishim, holds that it's a din in Tashlumei Nezek, that we're shaman b'shishim no matter what. So even if the animal eats an entire aruga, you're still going to be shaman b'shishim. Tosfos Shants and Shita Mekubetzes, however, says no, it's a din in what the nezek was done to. Here, the animal ate an entire aruga; it ate an entire unit of the field, and therefore, we are only going. He's going to have to pay the entire aruga. We're not going to be shaman b'shishim because the nezek was only done to that aruga. We're not going to be shaman b'shishim in that case.
Moving on. Tosfos Shants says, do you know what the nezek was done to?
Yes. Tosfos Shants would be like the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos would be like the Rambam and the Perashim Mishnayos. So, moving on to the next sugya.
What does Tosfos in Bava Metzia say? Like, what is he called by, according to what he says?
Tosfos in Bava Metzia
says
that that if the animal ate the entire aruga, you'd be shaman b'shishim, even though the animal ate the entire aruga.
Which means he holds by the Rambam.
He holds like the Rambam Perash Mishnah, that it's a din b'tashlumei nezek. Right, that you always are shaman b'shishim no matter what. Right, because we're being makil on the mazik. Okay. So moving on to sugya number 24, anavim ha'omdim libatzer. So, the Gemara on Nuntesim Beis tells that Don Rav Kerb Meir Pasuk Hilchos Kerb Shimon, and Pasuk Hilchos Kerb Shimon is that Rav Shimon is that's the Rav Shimon from our Mishnah. There's a chilik between Peros Gemurin and Peros Sheinu Gemurin. So, Tosfos by us, as the Rabbeinu Chananel says that from our Gemara, we see that Kola Omed Ligzos Kegazos Dami. And even though there's a machlokas by Anav Maodos Dibatzer, whether they're Kibbutzuros Dami or not, we see that we pass in that they're Kibbutzuros Dami. And that it's not a chelik of the karka, and it's not Bechalam Nechasim Mishubadim. And Tosfos and Ksubis agrees with our Tosfos. But is it really so pashut that anavim that kol omid ligzos kegaz is dami? Right, Harry, it's a machlokas and mesach shvuis. If anavim omdos libater are kekarka or not? So Tosfos and shvuis disagrees with Tosfos by us and Tosfos and ksubis. Tosfos by us and Tosfos and ksubis say that kol omid ligzos kegaz is dami. There's a machlokas in every case, but we're posting like Reb Meir that kol omid ligzos kegaz is dami. That's being posting like Reb Meir from the Mishnah and Gemara in Shavuos. However, Tosfos in Shvua says that there's only a machlokes l'inyan Shvua. Right, l'inyan Shabbos. Everybody agrees that that things that are attached to the karka, called omed l'igzos, are not kigozos dami. Right, that's why you can't pluck an apple, a ripe apple, off the tree on Shabbos. Because right, if it was already kigozos dami, there would be no iser. And Tosis and Shavuos also says that l'inyan balchov, because the items are not tzrichim l'karka, they're not kikarka, meaning you wouldn't collect from them. They're not considered nechasim shubadim, like karka. The machlok is only l'inyan shvua. Right? We know that you don't take a shvua on karka. So in that's where the suffix is according to the Tosis and Shavuos. That's where the machlokas or Meir and Chum is. But everywhere else there's agreement.
Meaning that in Kalitzos Dami?
What? It depends on the case. But Linyan Shabbos, it's not Kagazos Dami. Linyan Balchov, it's Kagazos Dami. So the Rav explained. Right, that why does the Tosfos and Shavuos make a chiluk? So the Rav explains that everything, that the chiluk depends on the halacha. Right, if it's a din in the shame karka versus a shame metatalin, or is it a din in the smichus das? If that item requires a smichus das. So there's a machlokas by Shvua whether it's about Shem Karka or Smichas Das. But L'inyan Balchov, that's a din b'Smichas Das, and therefore everybody agrees that it's Kigazus Dami. Right, because that's but the balchov is about nechasim mishubadim, and you have to have smichas das on what's mishubad from beforehand.
But by Shabbos, where we say it's a shame karka, where we say the Shabbos.
Yeah, it has a shame karka, lenin Shabbos.
And therefore, we're not
it's not kigazos dami. And the Rav brings a raya from the Nemuka Yosef. That Nemuka Yosef says that Reb Nachman says that Avadim are like Metaltalin L'inyan Shibud. Why? Because for Shibud, you need Smichus Das. And there's no Smichus Das on Avadim. And therefore, you can't be Gove from Avadim by Shibud, by a Balchov. But if an item is not Toyan Smichus Das, then Avadim are going to be Kekarka. And we know that Karka is always Nechasim Yishubadim.
Right, so Avadim don't have Smichas Das?
We don't have Smichas Das on Avadim.
On Avadim, and therefore...
And therefore, if something's telling on Smichas Das, like Balchov, like Nechasim Yishubadim, then it's not gonna, then Avadim are not going to be considered Nechasim Yishubadim, even though we know that Avadim are like Karka. But if something's not telling on Smichas Das, then Avadim are going to be considered like Karka, like normal.
Something is Taloy on Smichas Das, then they're going to be treated like Karka.
If something is Taloy on Smichas Das, then it depends if there's Smichas Das on it.
If Karka has Smichas Das.
Karka's always Nechasim Mishubadim. Right?
Right.
But for things that require smichas das, so we're always so mech on karka. Karka is always going to be there, right? But you don't have smichas das on avadim. You don't have smichas das on peros. If that are kigosdim, people expect to cut off peros. You're not going to expect to find fully ripe peros on the field that, like, 3 days later. People cut the peros off. So there's no smichus das on them. So if it's telling smichus das, then they're going to be excluded, right? An eved would not be considered nechasim mishubadim because there's no smichus das on avadim, because an eved can just run away. But in terms of on an eved taking a shvuah on an eved, where we know that we're not mishban avadim, because they're like karka. So moving on to sugya number 25, hamagdish besoch stei chaveiro. Oh yeah, sorry.
Something like karka that is, you do have smichas das for, it will be mishubad, and therefore it's like, how does that relate to gazel stamei? Like, how does that?
So karka itself, there's always smichas das, but the peros,
there won't be.
The peros, there won't be smichas das. And therefore, it's like a gazel stamei, according to the Tosfos and Shavuos, explained by the Rav. So, moving on to sugya number 25, a magdish besoch stei chaveiro. So, you know, it's a Mishnah and the Gemara on the Mishnah on a test, and then the Gemara on Memtes. If one puts a gedush in somebody's rishus, the Baal Sada is going to be putter if the gedush gets damaged. If the animal of the Baal Bais is damaged, the Baal Gedush will be chayev. And if the Baal Gedush came in Bershus, then the Baal Asad will be chayev if the Gedush was damaged. The Gemara Mem Tesim Biz says that the Mishnah is against Rebbe. Why? Rebbe says the Baal needs to accept responsibility in order to be chayev. If the case is dealing with a greenhouse, based granos, so Shomer Granos is assumed to accept responsibility to wash the Tua. And the Mishnah and Gemara on Mem Zayin, Oman Alef Mem Zayin Mabe, so the Rabbanon think that a Stam Kabbalah to allow one to leave their items in your rishus is considered a Kabbalah Shmira. Rebbe holds there needs to be a Kabbalah Mufreshes for the Baal Asad to be responsible to be Shomer for the Kederos. So what's the Mishnah on Netesim Beis coming to teach us? How is it different than what we learned on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Alef? So the Gemara said that the Chiddush is that Rebbe agrees in the case of the Beis Agranos that a Stam Kabbalah will include a Chiyuv Shmira. Tosfos says that the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, not like Rebbe. Or that the Mishnah is bringing a case where Rebbe would admit a Kabbalah Mufreshes is not needed. So now moving into the case of Magdish Shtei Chaveir Shalob Rishos, HaMagdish Besoch Shtei Chaveir Shalob Rishos. So the Gemara says that if one puts his Gedish into someone else's Rishos and the animal eats it, the Baal HaBayis is putter for his animal eating that Gedish. So why should the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaSada, why should he be putter? So there are three Shitos. The Meiri says that the Baal HaGadish had no right to put the food, to put the Tua, to put the Gadish into the Baal's Rishos. So the Baal HaBayis is not chayef for anything that happens to it. Right, to quote the Lashon of the Mishnah on Testament Beis, right, you can say, my Baal's Rishusi. The Rimilunil agrees that it's a Svara, but slightly different, and he says that the Baal HaSadeh can claim, right, what is your Gedish doing in my Rishos? Assuming that the Baal HaSada doesn't know it's there. But if the Baal HaSada knows that it's there, then the Baal HaSada would be responsible. And the Mechilta says that it's not a Svar, rather it's from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ubir b'stei acher, but it doesn't say b'stei Baal HaBayis. So you're chayv if the animal does damage in somebody else's chatzer, but if the animal eats in my own chatzer, in my own Sada, with Rishus, then the Baal HaBehema, who's the Baal HaBayis here, the Baal HaSadeh, is going to be Pater. So if we can learn then from a Svara, why does the Mechilta bring a Pasuk? So what is the Machlokes, / what's the Nafkamina, between the Rimulunil and the Mechilta? So the Chazon Yecheskel brings the pretty obvious nafkamina. If the Baal HaSada knows that the Tua is there, the Gedish is there, but he didn't give the other guy Rishos to put it there. Right? I see my neighbor came and put the Tua in my backyard. I didn't give him permission to do it, but I see that it's there. So is the Baal HaSadr responsible for the Tua? So according to the Pasuk, he would still be putter because he didn't give the guy Rishus to put it there. Assuming he doesn't give the Rishus to put it there, he's going to be putter because Ubir B'Steyacher. He needs to be Steyacher. But if you hold the Svar like the Rimu Anil, if the Baal HaSadr knows that the Tua is there, then he's going to be responsible. So now, what's the difference between the Meiri and the Rimu Anil? Right, they both say a svara, but they have different svaros. Right, the Rimu Anil said that the Baal HaSadr just doesn't know that he was Magdish there, but if he doesn't know, he's going to be Chayev. And the Meiri says that the Baal HaSadr can say, my bais Bershusi. Right, he doesn't have Rishus to be there, and therefore, the Baal HaSadr is not going to be Chayev on the Nezek that happens there. So, perhaps this machlokes is that for the Rimu Anil, right? Why is the guy who has the gadish there? Why is he going to be chayav for his own damage? So lechor it's because it's pshias hanizak. Therefore, if the baal hasada knows about the gadish being there, then it becomes a pshias hamazik. The Baal HaSadr is the mazik, he's pshaya. And if he doesn't know, then it's still the pshias hanizak, and therefore the other guy's going to be chai. But if you know, it's now pshias hamazik. There's no more pshias hanizak anymore. The nizak is only going to be chayav from pshias hanizak if there's no pshias hamazik. However, the Meiri says that the Baal HaSadr is going to be putter unless he gives the guy Rishus. If he gives the guy Rishus, then he's going to be chayev. But if he doesn't give him Rishus, even if he knows, he's still not going to be chayev. Right? Because that's not how the Meiri learns why the other guy is going to be chayev. It's not based on Shias on Mizah. Because he didn't have Rishus there. If he doesn't have Rishus, then he's going to be chayev for whatever happens. So, moving to the next section, to the next part of the sugya, right, one who's magdish besoch chavero Rishus, right, natar beidari. Right, the greenhouse. Right, the Shomer Grunus. Right, so Rebbe agrees that in the case of the basic Grunus, that a stam kaval by the Baal Grunus will include a chiyuv shmira. So who is the Shomer Grunus? So the Meiri says that the people would place their grain by the Beis HaGranos, and they would appoint a Shomer HaGranos. And if you said Stam, they can put their grain there, it's a Kabbalah Shmira. Right? Seems to be there's one Baal HaSadr, he's the Shomer and the Beis HaGranos. It's one guy. However, the Torah seems to say that it's two different people. Right? If the Shomer HaGranos told you to put the grain in the storehouse, that's as if he was Kabbalah Shmira. But if the Baal HaSadr said that, it's not a Kabbalah Shmira, because he's not the Shomer. So the Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon Gimel Tesvav says that if one is Magdish Birshus, the Baal HaSadr is Chayev even though he wasn't Mekabel Shmira. Right, the Shomer Gronos giving a Stam Kabbalah is a Kabbalah Lishmor. And the Ravid says that's specifically by a Shomer Gronos. The Lech HaMishnah explains that it seems like the Ravid is repeating the Rambam. But there was something that the Rambam said that bothered the Ravid. So the Ravid seems to be more following the lesson of the Tur, that it's two different people, while the Rambam seems to be following in the steps of the Meiri, that it's really just one person. So why would the Rambam and the Meiri say that the Baal HaSadr is the Baal HaGranos? Because the Mishnah says that if you're Magdish Rishus, the Baal HaSadr is Chayev. It sounds like the Baal HaSadr and the Baal HaGadish and the Baal HaGranos are the same person. for touring the Ravid, we can say the Bala Siddur refers to the one who took responsibility. And that's how you can be Doha that seeming to be right for the Meiri and the Rambam. So what's this Machlokas all about? So the Ravid thinks there's a difference between the Bala Sadeh, right, between when the Bala Sadeh is the Shomer and when a third party is the Shomer. A different Shomer Agranos is the Shomer. If it's a third party, then it's his job to be Shomer. Right? His sole job is the job of the Shomer. Therefore, we can assume that a Stam Kabbalah includes a Kabbalah Shmira. But a Bala Sadeh is not assumed to be Mekabal Achrayas Lishmor. According to the Rambam, even if the Shomer is a Bala Sadeh, we can assume that Stam Nisinas Rishos is a Kabbalah Shmira. According to the Rambam, even if the Shomer is the Bala Sadeh, we can assume that a Stam Nisinas Rishos is a Kabbalah Shmira. That's how the Rambam and the...
So they differ?
That's how the Rambam and the Meiri would say. Yeah, that's how they differ. I mean, the Ravid adds a little bit into the Torah.
Right.
And that's how the Ravid and the Torah would learn. And the Rambam and the Meiri would learn a little bit differently.
The Rambam would say, a Stam Kabbalah was just by the Baal, would be a Kabbalah.
Would include a Kabbalah Shmir. Correct. So now moving into the last stage of the sugya. So the Rush holds like the Chachamim. The Chachamim generally assume that a Stam Nisinas Rishos is a Kabbalah Shmira. But the Rush adds that if there's no Rishos given, it's still like a Nisinas Rishos. So what's Pshat? The Pul Harifta explains by this case of the Beis HaGranos, even if you don't give Rishos, as long as you don't protest, it's as if you're Mekabel Shmira. The Beis Yosef says the Rambam and the Rif hold like Rebbe, and the Ri holds like the Chacham, and the Tur seems to hold like Rebbe. So why does the Tur not hold like the Rush? We know the Tur generally holds like the Rush. The Tur is the father of the Rush, meaning they usually say the same thing. So why does the Tur not hold the Rush? Fine. The Darkei Moshe says that the Rush was really mistaken about the Halacha, therefore the Tur did not want to quote it. However, the Sma says that the Rush was only speaking about a case where the Shomer was the Bal HaSadeh. If the Shomer is a third party, another guy, and someone else puts their Gedish into the Rishus of the Bal HaSadeh, it doesn't make sense to say that the Bal HaSadeh has a Kabbalah Shmira. The fact that there is no protest only makes sense when the Shomer is also the Bal HaSadeh. A third party Shomer not protesting, that doesn't really mean anything. That's why the Torah did not quote the Rush Lahalacha. So moving into sugya number 26, Hashalecha Sabi'ir Biad Chere Shot V'Katan, our final sugya for today. So the Mishnah and the Gemara on Nun Tesim Ud Beis and Sama Chamad Aleph has read a Shaleach and Sabir Be'achir Shot V'Katan. Your Pater B'dini Adam V'Chay B'dini Shemayim. So the Gemara says that Reish Lakish says this is only by Gacheles V'Liba. But if you give the Chayr Shot V'Katan a Shalheves, you're going to be Chayev even B'dini Adam. And Rabbi Yochanan says that even Masal Shalheves, you're going to be Pater. Right, because Tzisr the Chayr is Garmulo. And you're not Chayev, you're only Chayev, according B'dinei Adam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you give the Chayr Shot V'Katan, gives a Siltu Ushraga. Right, you give him thorns, wood, and a candle. Right, you give him the fire. Because then it's Maisav Kagarmulo. So for Reish Lakish, what's the Chiluk between Shalheves and Gacheles? So the Gemara on Tesma B's compares Shor and Bor to Ish. So for Reish Lakish, it's similar to Shor Kashur and Bor Mechusa. And your Chayav, because it's Darko Lunatuke Ulunature. But by Gacheles, right? Kama deshavik la ma'amia amia va'azil, right? The gacheles peters out. So the chiluk for between gacheles and shalheves is that the gacheles peters out, but the shalheves, we're going to see the difference later on. But the chiluk between shor and bor, why you're chayav, as opposed to gacheles, where you're putter, is that shor and bor is darker than a tukilin, turei. But gacheles is ma'amia amia va'azil, right? It peters out. So Rashi explains that it's darker lenetuke lenature, even without the cheresh, and therefore you're going to be chayev if you're giving it to a cheresh or to a katan. But a gacheles, you're going to be putter because it's ma'ami ami va'azo. Tosfos blows up on Rashi. Says what's Rashi saying? If it's darker lenetuke lenature by itself without the cheresh, so then. Right, I would have said mistama you were doing a shmir karoy, but if it's already darker than a tukel and a turei without the cherish, that's a bad shmir to begin with. Right, lechora the mesira to the cherish is the pshia. So Tosa says that the pshat is that it's darker than a tukel and a turei al yedei the cherish. Right, you were, this is Tosfos. So this is so lechora you were doing a good shmir. It's just darker than a tukel and a turei al yedei the cheresh. So if you give it to the cheresh, that's going to be a pshia. Right, and then gacheles kama deshavik la ma'ami amia va'azil, and therefore you're putter by gacheles. So why would we say that by shor and bor the cheresh is going to be poshea, but by gacheles not? So the Shid Megubetzes explains that the Cheresh is going to do whatever he thinks the Baal wants him to do. So, by Gacheles, it's petering out. So he thinks that the Baal just wants it he wants it to go out. But by Shalheves, he wants it to be lit. And that's why, according to Reish Lakish, you're going to be Chayev by Shalheves. Because the Cheresh is going to assume that he wants the fire to stay lit if it's a decent-sized fire already. And by Shorubor, he's gonna play with everything, and he's gonna let the shore go, uncover the boar. So the field between gacheles and shalheves is now understood. But what about shore and boar? So those that quote from the Rashba says like Tosus, and he gives a svar that it's darko shalcher shoter katan to be mesachek with the tied up shore and the covered up boar. And sof he's gonna end up uncovering it and untying the shore. But by Ish, he's not going to play around. He's going to do whatever he thinks the Baal wants him to do. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal is chayiv by shalheves because Maisav kagar mulo. But is this really correct? It seems like the Maisa Cheresh was gorim, right? The Cheresh did the Maisa. So why is it called Maisav the Baal Abayis? So the Shita Mikubetzes explains that he's doing what he thinks the Baal wants him to do. So therefore, it's really the mice of the Baal bias, which is Gorim. And that's why by Shalheves you're going to be Chayef, by Gacheles you're not, because by Gacheles he thinks that the Baal wants it to go out. And Rabbi Yochanan is Cholik, who says that the Cheresh is going to do what the Baal wants him to do necessarily. And therefore, you're even put there by Shalheves. Because without any extra help, even a shalheves is ma'amia amivaz. Right, the Baal doesn't have to worry that the cheresh is going to be malabe the shalheves. Shid Megubetzes also brings another way to learn Reish Lakish, that maybe by shalheves, it's matzui for the ish of the shalheves to go and continue to damage. Right, there's a koach hamazik here a little bit. But even without the cheresh, where Yochanan says, no, it's still only grama by shalheves. You still need eitzim, and you need some extra fuel for the fire, and a little bit of a libui to get the fire going, even by shalheves. Therefore, you're going to be putter. And the cheresh, it's mice of the cheresh, garmulo by the shalheves also. So Rashi, however, gives another explanation, a different explanation. Rashi on chavez and bez. So the Gemara on Chavez Mubez is talking about Esh Mishum Chitzav or Esh Mishum Amono. So Rashi suggests that potentially the machlokes is that Rabbi Yochanan is Lishitaso, that Masar Shalheves is Pater, because he holds Esh Mishum Chitzav. And Shalheves is Chitzav the Cheresh when he lights it. And that's mashman, that Rish Lakish is sover, that you're chayev because of Eshu Mishu Mamono, and therefore you're going to be chayev Ashlavis because that's Mamono. So that's what comes out according to Rashi. The Machalokas is Lashitasam. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are Lashitasam. The Machalokas is about Eshu Mishu Pizza or Eshu Mishu Mamono. Tosas, however, asks, how can Rashi say this? Right, Rabbi Yochanan can't only be saying Esh Mishum Chitzav, because we know that the Gemara in Chav Gimel says that the man Damar Esh Mishum Chitzav also says that you're Chayv Mishum Amona. So why is Rabbi Yochanan being Mefater on the Shalheves? This is Mamon. Right, you should be Chayv Mishum Amona, not Mishum Chitzav. So rather, Tosa says that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not Bari Hezekah by Shalheves. It's not a Pshia b'mamono, and therefore you're putter. But what's Pshat and Rashi? So the Pnei Oshua and the Tosos Rid in Bava Kama say that the man da Omar Esh Mishum Chitzav is only Mechayiv Mishum Mamono if there's no other Maisa. But if Kaoli Chitzav and there's another Maisa, then we're not going to be Mechayiv the Bala Esh anymore because of Mamono.
Where is this from?
The Pnei Oshua. This is the Pnei Oshua. So the second Maisa Hezek is Mafkia, the initial Maisa Pshia of the Baal. And Reish Lakish says that you're Chayav Misha Mamono. There's no Chayav on the Maisa Hezek de Ish. You're only Chayav in Pshia de Mamono by Ish. And that's why Reish Lakish is Mechayav by Shalheves. Rabbi Yochanan is Poter. So if we only look at the mice of the Chirish, however, what's the nafkin between Shalheves and Masarlo Gavza Silta Ushraga? Right? What's the difference between them if we only look at the mice of the Chirish? It's always the mice of Chirish that's causing it. So the Tosfos Rid on the Chavbez and Medbez says that from Rashi, it's Mashma, right, that Gavza Silta Ushraga is a Pshia Gemura. But if Rabbi Yochanan says Esh Mishum Chitzav, right? Even though there was a Pshia Derishon, we go after the last Maisa, right? The Maisa of the Cherish. So it should still be the Maisa of the Cherish. So Tosas Rid says that the Pshat is that the Baal gives the Gavza Silta Ushraga, and the Esh is already Ra'i to be Mazik from right now. And when he's Moser to the Cherish, it's already an Esh which is Ra'i Lahazik. So he gave the Cheresh a living fire already. The fire is here right now. And therefore that's the Baal's Pshia. And he's gonna be Chayev in that. But that's not the Pasha Pshat and Rashi in the Gemara. So another way to explain.
Who just said that according to
the Tosfos Rid. So another way to understand Rashi potentially is from the Nemukei Yosef. The Nemukei Yosef says that potentially the chilik between Masar Shalheves to Masar gives a Siltu Shraga is that when you're Masar Shalheves, that's Mechusar Maisa Gadol. So then the Maisa Chirish is Mevatel the Pshia of the Baal. But Masar gives a Siltu Shraga, you're giving the Chirish everything. All he has to do is light it up. So it's Mechusar Maisa Katan. And that's not going to be Mevatel the Pshia of the Baal anymore, and therefore the Cheresh is going to be Putter and the Baal is going to be the one who is going to be Chayesh.
You just say that one more time.